The Music Hall with Sonny Tufts, Marilyn Maxwell, John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, the Music Maids of Man, and tonight's guests in the hall, Bob Nolan and the Sons of the Pioneers, Oscar Levant and Vera Vague. And now here's Sonny Tufts.
Are you ready to go, Marilyn?
Ready and waiting.
Well, what are you waiting for, honey?
Believe it or not, I'm just waiting for a trolley. With my high starch collar and my high top shoes and my hair piled high up on my head, I went to lose a jolly hour on the trolley and lost my heart instead. With his light brown derby and his bright green tie, he was quite the handsomest of men. I started to yen, so I counted to ten, then I counted to ten again. Clang, clang, clang went the trolley. Ding, ding, ding went the bell. Ding, ding, ding went my heartstrings. For the moment I saw him, I fell. Chug, chug, chug went the motor. Bump, bump, bump went the brake. Thump, thump, thump went my heartstrings. When he smiled, I could feel the car shake. He tipped his hat and took a seat. He said he hoped he hadn't stepped upon my feet. He asked my name, I held my breath. I couldn't speak because he scared me half to death. Buzz, buzz, buzz went the buzzer. Plop, plop, plop went the wheel. Stop, stop, stop went my heart sank. As he started to leave, I took hold of his sleeve with my hand. And as if it were planned, he stayed on with me, and it was grand just to stand with his hand holding mine. To the end of the line,
clang, clang, went the trolley. Ding, ding, ding went the bell. Ding, ding, ding went my heartstring. For the moment, I saw him, I fell. Chug, chug, chug went the motor. Bump, bump, bump went the brake. Bump, bump, bump went my heartstring. When he smiled, I could feel the car shake.
I looked at him,
I looked at her,
he looked at me,
they looked at me,
and as most any fool could very plainly see, I fell for him,
I fell for her,
he fell for me,
he fell for me,
and as we left the trolley honked a different key. Buzz, buzz, buzz went the buzzer,
buzz went the buzzer,
plop, plop, plop went the
wheel, wheel went plop, plop,
stop, stop, stop went my heart,
stop, stop.
As he started to leave, I took hold of his sleeve with my hand. And as if it were planned, he stayed on with me.
And it was grand just to stand with his hand holding mine to the end of the
line. Oh, swell, Marilyn. You know, you make a trolley sound very attractive.
Well, since gas rationing is the best way for a boy and a girl to get on the right track.
Really?
Well, yes. Something happened to me on a trolley the other day that would amaze you.
Gee, me too.
What happened to you?
A woman got up and gave me a seat.
Look, I know all about trolleys. You know, I used to be a conductor.
Really, Yuki? How long ago were you a conductor?
Ooh. Yeah, how long since you've been off your trolley, Yuki?
Don't mind him, Yuki. I like a man who's had a variety of interesting occupations. A man who knows a lot about different things.
Well, then you'll sure go for Oscar Levant, Marilyn. Oscar's a celebrated wit, a distinguished composer, a brilliant pianist, a successful writer, and a regular member of the nation's famous radio brain trust. Information, please. Ladies and gentlemen, that fearless musician and fearless intellect, Oscar Levant. Won't you say something, Oscar?
I like what you said.
I mean it, Oscar. I mean, I think you're the idol of all music lovers and the friend of all musicians.
I'm nobody's idol and nobody's friend.
I think you're wonderful, Mr. Levant.
I do, too.
I always listen to information, please.
What do you need with information?
I was afraid a smart man like you wouldn't find a girl like me very interesting. I never know any of the answers.
Some of my most interesting moments have been with girls who didn't know the answers.
Say, with a good memory like yours, Mr. Levant, you must remember my face.
If you call a memory like that good.
That's a fine thing for a guest to say. Why, I can't believe my ears.
I can't believe what's between them.
Now, look here, Mr. Levant. What do you think I am?
No coaching, please.
We finally stumped Levant.
Yeah, I know I could do it.
You know, from now on, we'll think of you as a poor man's Oscar Levant.
Well, it's no disgrace to be poor. I think knowledge is wealth.
How long have you been bankrupt?
About the things a guy can say just because he's rude.
Yeah, and because he can play the piano, too. Say, Oscar, you know, my taste may be a little bit old-fashioned, but I hope you're going to play something... Play one of those three B's.
Which one of the B's do you prefer?
Play the bumble.
Oscar's not going to play one of the B's, Sonny, but he has picked something that I know you'll like.
By the way, John Scott, I hear a P-38 landed in your yard last Sunday.
Yes, Oscar, I think maybe the pilot mistook my orchard for a landing field.
I thought he mistook you for the hangar.
Getting back to music, Oscar, gee, I prefer something soothing.
Well, how about the first of Shostakovich?
No.
Well, maybe you'd like the second of Brahms.
No.
The third of Sibelius.
No.
Well, what would you like?
Fifth of Gin.
Say, I still want to know what Mr. Levant is going to play.
The easy half of the fire dance by Defia.
The easy half, he said.
I'll make it sound hard.
Well, what do you want to run yourself down for? Boy, I consider myself lucky if I could punch a piano like you.
I'm lucky, too. The piano can't punch back.
Ladies and gentlemen, the easy half of Manuel de Falla's Fire Dance, played for you the hard way by Oscar Levant. And by the hard way, we mean that Oscar had a slight injury to his hand and will therefore be playing with approximately 8 1/2 fingers. Mr. Levant.
Oscar, that was really something. You know, good music like that certainly has a place in our lives for which there's no substitute.
See them tumbling down.
Ooh. Tumbling Tumbleweeds tells us it's Bob Nolan, the Sons of the Pioneers, singing Bob's own new tune, Cool Water.
Keep a moving, Dan, don't you listen to him, Dan. He's the devil, not a man, and his breath's a burning sand with water.
Water.
Dan,
water.
Can you see that big water. Green tree where the water's running free, and it's waiting there for me and you?
Water. All day I faced a barren waste without the taste of water. Cool water. Old Dan and I, with throats burned dry and souls that cry for water.
Keep them moving down, don't you listen to him, Dan. He's the devil, not a man, and then he spreads the burning sand with water.
Water, water,
water. Dan, can you see that big green tree where the water's running free and it's waiting there for me and you?
The shadows sway and seem to say, tonight we pray for water. And way up there, he'll hear our prayer, and sure, there's water.
Cool, cool, clear water. Keep on moving, Dan, don't you listen to him, Dan. He's the devil, not a man, and he spreads the burning sand with water. Then can you see that big green tree where the water's running free and it's waiting there for me and you?
Then feed our soul his yearning for just one thing more than water.
Ooh, water.
Like me, I guess he'd like to rest where there.
That was the Sons of the Pioneers, and with a fine example of the kind of music which has been a vital part of American life ever since the primitive days of the covered wagon. But,
feature extremes. So we turn to the ultimate sophistication of a charming lady who is a symbol of glamour wherever... Wherever glamour is symbolized. It is with great pleasure that I present the cosmopolitan career girl soon to be seen in Republic Picture... Lake Placid Serenade, that fabulous female of the not-too-gentle sex, Miss Vera Vague. Here she is.
Oh, Sunny Taps, I'm so thrilled being here. It's so suave. It has such charm and quality. You are single, aren't you? Not that it matters, of course.
Doesn't it really?
See me later. But unfortunately, no man could possibly mean to be what music has come to mean. Since I've become completely absorbed in music, men simply don't exist. Of course, this past summer, I naturally devoted some time to the soldiers at the USO.
Entertaining?
Yes, when I could catch them.
Yeah, it's hard to believe, Vera, that you've given up men.
Oh, it's time, Sonny, it's time. Music has become my one love. For me, men are out, definitely out.
For always?
Well, every time I call, they're out. But really, truly, nothing matters to me except the muse. I have nab only with the musical greats. Toscanini, Sir Thomas Beecham, Barney Dean.
How did Barney Dean get in there with a musical great?
Well, surely you've heard of the brilliant string section of the New York Philharmonic.
Barney Dean's in that?
Barney Dean sells them all their pasta.
Well, I gather, Miss Vague, that even your social contacts are musical.
Yes, yes. In fact, this very evening I'm having a little soiree. But I'm so worried. I have a new butler helping me with all the arrangements. Oh, what a social trial. If he doesn't louse it up. What a cultural climax it will be. I can see it all now. My distinguished guest entering, announced suavely and quietly by my elegant new butler.
Arising in 10 minutes on track 3, Mr. Oscar Levent. The symphonic pianist from New York, Boston, Pittsburgh, Cleveland, Chicago. Chicago, Kansas City, and all points west.
I've been wondering why that butler hung a red lantern on the pot roast. Carpenter, have you finished the seating arrangement?
Yeah, Use is next to Mr. Tufts, Mr. Trotter is next to you, and Miss Maxwell is next.
Who would you like to be next to Miss Maxwell?
Me.
About the food, Carpenter, I think I'll just serve a slight lunch, buffet style.
No, not buffet, lady. The word is buffet. The tea is silent.
Not the way my friends drink it. Shame on me.
Arriving on time, Sonny Tufts. Marilyn Maxwell, John Scott Trotter.
What about me?
And Caboose.
Miss Vague, this young man is Yuki.
Is that his name or his condition?
Thank you for your invitation, Miss Vague. Nothing thrills me like music.
Oh, my dear, you're so young.
Most girls care about our dates and things, but I think there are so many things more interesting than men.
You're so young. Or is it just the way you fix your hair?
Oh, thank you. The beauty shop said this hairdo is a bargain at $20.
That ain't hay.
No, hay isn't that stringy. Oh, pardon me.
Speaking of string, Miss Vague, I'm sure you're the type of music lover who prefers a stringed instrument.
I do love the violin. How did you know?
Well, everyone says that for years you've been playing second fiddle.
No. Dear girl, you... as a matter of fact... young lady, as a matter of fact, my favorite instrument, if you must know, is the trumpet.
Why?
Well, I'm partial to anything that makes a man pucker.
Me, I'm a guy, I like to stick to the string section.
Well, what's your favorite string instrument, Yuki?
The yo-yo.
Mr. Trotter, I know you're sincere about music, and I want you to know that I've prepared the most varied musical repertoire. What would you like first?
Potato salad.
I'll answer the bell, Carpenter. I'm sure it's dear Oscar Levant.
Are you Vera Vague? No offense intended.
Certainly. I'll bet you expected an older woman to answer the door.
I doubt if an older woman could have made it to the door.
Oh, you cute man, you. You know, you're not exactly in rompers. I happen to be known as the best-dressed hostess in town. You must admit that I look forward into this dress.
Should have taken out the funnel.
Bless your heart. Don't you understand, you silly headstrong boy, that if you played your cards right, you could take me in your arms and touch me and touch me.
That would only sound attractive to another cement mixer.
How can you talk that way to me when we both love the same thing? You do love modern music.
Sure. My favorite's the concerto for piano, Prokofiev. What's yours?
Concerto for the tuba, Pepperdine.
You know, Vera really is familiar with the classics, though.
I wonder, Mr. Levant, if you could begin your program with Mendelssohn's Spring Song.
You would like that.
Oh, yes. It takes me right back to nature, the birds, the bees, the sailors. Oh, what am I talking about?
I know you have a really extensive repertoire, Oscar. Are you familiar with Shostakovich 7?
One of my favorites. Please play it, Oscar.
As soon as Miss Maxwell sits on the bench with me.
Oh, really, Mr. Levant, why does Miss Maxwell have to sit with you?
You know that trick Miss Hour has of playing the piano with a grapefruit?
Yes.
I do it with a tomato.
All aboard! Oscar Levant coming in on the old 88. On time, right on the old keyboard.
Are you going to play something just for me, Oscar?
It's a polka.
Just for me?
I think it describes you perfectly.
Smooth, rhythmic, calm, and undulating?
No, it's by Shostakovich.
How does it describe me?
It's a little jerky.
Thank you.
That was great, Oscar. You know, I enjoy music so much that when I hear someone play with your ease, it makes me wish I'd gone in for music instead of movies.
Say, by the way, Sonny, when you were a boy, did you want to be an actor?
Definitely no, Ken.
Uh-huh. And as a result of this definite decision, for the year 1944, you got the number one spot in the movie exhibitor's poll of the most promising star of tomorrow. What did you want to be when you were a boy?
Well, funny thing, I wanted to be a school teacher.
Oh, really? Well, you must like books.
Yeah, no apples.
Song along the timber trail, blue shadows falling
timber
down the canyon's bed, and the whispering pines entwine along the timber trail. High in the sky above, the love song of the trees will blend, and when its way out on the breeze, tall timbers call and
timber,
and the echoes ring. For all nature sings a song along the timber trail. The timber trail.
Timber!
Diary, each time I hear an orchestra play, the very thought of you, I realize how wonderful it is just to be able to think about Sonny. And Sonny feels the same way. He often says it's wonderful just to be able to think. As for me, all day I've been thinking about last night when Sonny and I went for a walk under the beautiful old oak trees that line Elm Street. A sudden storm came up just as it began to get really dark. I didn't mind, though. I knew I was safe with Sonny. At the first frightening flash of lightning, Sonny seemed to know just what to do. Very calmly, he said,
"Gee, let's run home and get under that big oak tree."
Oh, Sonny, no. How can I get across that big puddle?
Well, I guess we can do like they used to do in the old days of Sir Walter Raleigh, you know. spread a coat over the public.
Oh, Sonny, you're so wonderful. I'm so glad to see chivalry isn't a thing of the past.
Yeah, see? Now we made it, and our feet are still dry.
Yes.
Sure hope he didn't ruin your coat.
Oh, never mind the coat, Sonny. Oh, I love the rain. It's so romantic. It makes me tingle all over. It's so beautiful. It kind of does things to me.
Yeah, I know what you mean, honey. The rain always does things to me, too.
Really, Sonny? What?
Makes me sneeze.
Oh, Sonny, look at the bark of this tree. It's all carved. Fred loves Jeannie. Sam loves Jeannie.
Yeah, and over here it says Oliver loves Jeannie and Ken loves Jeannie. Boy, sure is romantic.
Yeah, doesn't it make you want to go and do the same thing?
Yeah, but don't you think... I mean, well, don't you think Jeannie's doing all right without me?
Sonny, don't you... I mean, how do you feel huddled here in the rain so close to me? I feel kind of shivery.
Well, me too. I sort of got duck bumps. Kind of a little chill up and down my spine.
Why, Sonny? Standing so close like this, you can whisper to me. Why?
Rain's running down my back.
The very thought of you. And I forget to lose the little ordinary thing that everyone ought to do.
I'm living in a kind of daydream. I'm happy as a king. And foolish though.
Thanks for the mellow music, John Scott. Now next week, we'll have as our guest, Genial George Murphy. And so, bye-bye.
This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.